Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Hot Topics from the Soul. I'm your host, Dr. Valerie Parker. I'm a businesswoman, author, and speaker. I've written four books. My first, From the Soul of a Woman, Love Shouldn't Hurt. Secondly, Unveiling Secrets from the Heart, Forgiving Your Past to Free Your Future. Third, Restored Vessels, Young Adults Overcoming Adversities. And also, you can download my fourth book, Unlimited Possibilities, by visiting my website, www.fromthesoulofawoman.com. That's www.fromthesoulofawoman.com. Hot Topics from the Soul was formed to be a lifeline to the community, to keep our community aware of different things that are going on. And tonight, I am so excited. I have a special guest all the way from Long Island. No, not Long Island, New York, but Long Island, Bahamas. And I have also with me my special guest, Shirley Carter. Shirley, are you there?
Yes, I am. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much for joining, Shirley. Our special guest tonight is Minister Zeke Adley. He is from Long Island, Bahamas. I had the pleasure of meeting Mr. Zeke Adley a couple of months ago. It was about a month ago at an event here in South Florida, and he is a recording artist, and he just released a new CD called Jesus Is Coming Soon. And I am so delighted to have you. Minister Zeke, are you on the air?
I am blessed. I am blessed this evening to be with you. I am blessed.
I'm excited to have you here. We are going to talk about your CD and stuff. But, you know, a lot of times people want to know about artists and what they do and where they came from and how they began and stuff. So I want you to share a little bit about Minister Zeke Adley. Who is Zeke?
Okay. It's always a privilege, an opportunity to do this. And I want to let you know that I'm blessed this evening to be on the show with you, Dr. Parker. I was born in Long Island, Bahamas. I spent much of my time here in the island. On a tender age of six, my parents moved to Nassau, which is our capital city. I eventually was in the will of the Lord for him to receive, for me to receive that exposure in the capital, in the city, at the Freetown Church of God of Prophets, who I attended in Nassau. I was given opportunity to sing in Sunday school. That's where I started very young, at the age of 5-6 years old. I started. I was involved in Sunday school church programs, and the Lord blessed me and given me a gift of singing at a very early age. I discovered that, and I worked with it over more than 50 years. In my early 20s, I founded a group, teenage group, called the Gospel Trailblazers. We sang in churches all over the Bahamas, conventions, concerts. And then later, I became a member of the Spiritual Nights, another group we performed throughout New Providence, Family Islands. Then I move on, and I work along with a group that we call the Visionaries during the early stage of its formation. My first recording, I did my first single recording with a little group that we called the Gospel Souvenirs. I did a 45 RPM single. Don't let the devil fool you. Don't let him change your mind. I traveled throughout the Bahamas, the Caribbean, and the USA. Then I took on the responsibility as I get older, and I took on the responsibility. I got involved in church ministry, and pastoral ministry. The Church of God of Prophecy right here in my hometown in Bangground, where I served for more than 13 years. I've been a convert. I've been converted more than 45 years, and I work in pastoral ministry for 13 years. I'm still involved in church work. then I went on. We're going to talk about the new CD. And I went on, and this is my latest recording. I was produced in Long Island and final production at TBN Studio in Hendersonville, Tennessee. This was the open door for me to be a guest artist at Paul Crouch. He is the founder of TBN, and I were able to be viewed on the TBN. I am married. I'm the husband of one wife. The Lord have blessed us with three children. My wife's name is Aurelie Mae Ramin. And the Lord have blessed us with three wonderful children, Jonathan, Fiona, and Jermaine. And the Lord is still blessing us.
Wonderful.
Well,
are you there?
Yes, we're here. Shirley?
Yes, I'm here. That is wonderful, Minister. You mind if I call you Minister Zeke? Because Zeke is so special to
me.
Zeke is special to me because I have a nephew named
Zeke. Call me Zeke.
You started when you were 5 or 6 years old. You discovered that you could sing.
That's right.
And you've streamed for 50 years. And
more
what
than
I want to ask is, more than 50 years, when you started singing,
more than 50 years.
And you've been recording more than 50 years.
Shirley, you're going in and out.
I know there's people in our audience that probably wants to know, and some of the key things they probably want to know is, when you were in your early 20s and you started singing with the Trailblazers, were you singing because it was a calling on your life, or were you singing for your passion and singing? Were you doing it for as a professional, or were you just, this was a passion that you had?
Singing is my life. My purpose for living is singing, music. Like I said, I am involved in church ministry. I'm still involved in church ministry, and I love working with the church, but this is not a passion. It's me, my life. I live to sing. I'm getting ready now to write my book. Singing is my life. My mother discovered it at a very young age. She watched me as I grew. I was always involved, tapping my feet, clapping my hands. I was murmuring, saying something. So I was always a songbird. The others came in as I grew older. And after I were converted, then the Lord add other blessings to me. I call it a privilege and opportunity to be involved in ministry, and I love people. I love people, and I love ministering. But when it comes to singing, that's my life. I live to sing. That's my drive.
Sing.
That's my passion. That's my purpose. I did nothing.
And with
else
that drive and wonderful.
That
with
drive,
that drive and that passion.
I have that passion and that drive is to sing. And that's all I've been doing. Every chance I get,
okay.
Even in my ministry, even when I'm administering, you will find me, sometimes I will stop in the middle of my sermon. And the Holy Spirit just move in and prompt me to sing, and I just sing anything. Everybody has to know who Jesus is in church. The Lord has blessed me with.
Which brings me to the title of your CD, Jesus is Coming Soon. What made you or inspired you to lead out with that song, to make that the title of your CD, Jesus is Coming Soon?
In my meditation early in the morning, I just take time out, like the hours of the morning, between the hours of 2 to 4, and my meditation sitting at the head of my bed, and the the Holy Spirit began to administer to me, and he gave me this passage from the book according to St. Matthew Gospel, 24th chapter, and the 44th voice said, "Therefore be ye also ready, for in such an hour as we think not, the Son of Man cometh." That's where I got the revelation for my CD. Jesus is coming soon. And the Spirit of God began to deal with my heart and had ministered to me. That was in 2010, the month of May. And the Spirit just gave me this message. The first chapter in the book of Isaiah, if you would read it carefully, and it gave me a message to say, you go. And wherever you go, you tell them it is clean up time. And get ready. I am coming soon. And ever since then, the Spirit has plumped my heart. Give me that drive and that passion. And that's all I'm doing now. Everywhere I go, I want people to know. And I said, Lord, I want to reach my million. We don't have a million people in the Bahamas. But if you give me this message, I want to take it to the world. And now he is preparing my heart, and he's preparing me to reach the world with this message. And that's why the Lord has put you people, Dr. Parker and others, I met them. And God has put you in my life to help me to carry this message. Though I live here in the island, they call me the man from the island. But I want to let you know that God can use anything whenever he gets ready. All we have to do is make ourselves available. Once we make ourselves available to him, to his will, sister, I want to let you know he can use anything for his glory.
Absolutely. And that's what one of the things, Minister Zeke, that I see here on your list of your CDs is one of the titles of Somebody Show Me the Way. With all the adversities that are going on in the earth, I don't know how it is there in the Bahamas, but here we have seen tragedy after tragedy. Just families have been torn apart, and you know, my passion is domestic violence, and with all this going on, I thought it was important to bring someone such as yourself here on the air to talk about the King who is coming soon, Jesus the Christ. I'm a believer, and it is no secret, you know, Hot Topics from the Soul is Christian-based. However, I have different individuals come and share their thoughts and beliefs and stuff because we have the opportunity to disagree, to agree or disagree, but for individuals to be able to take their choice, make it their choice, just like salvation. Salvation is a choice. Jesus came to seek and to save that which was lost, but not everybody will receive them. So that's somebody show me the way. Talk to me about
Dr. Parker, this CD is a mystery. You know, I sit down and I try to figure it out. The human part of me. It's got to be a mystery. When I say it's a mystery, this CD was in the making more than 40 years ago. 40 years ago. Mm-hmm. I attempted so many times to put this CD together. And, you know, the Spirit prompted my heart. The Spirit began to deal with me and tell me, hey, not yet. You know, not yet. And the thought that comes to my mind, some of these songs have been written more than 40 years ago. When I was a young man. I sang these songs everywhere I went, everywhere I go, I sang these songs. And people ask me, when are you going to do the CD? I said, I may just be able to do it before the Lord take me out. When are you going to do the CD? You're talking about the CD. That particular song, Somebody Show Me the Way. We are living in a time when people, and I'm preferring even to church people, our believers in Christ, we believe that we can live this life on our own. But I want to let you know, many are trying this evening. Many believe that they can live this life without Christ. And I am convinced that there are many believers believe that they can make it without the Lord. But Jesus said, without me you can do nothing. Without me you can do nothing. We must totally rely and depend on God for our survival. We live in a mean world. We live in a cold world. We live in a freezer. And only one way out is the love of God have been shared abroad within your heart. Have you been to Jesus for the cleansing power? Have you been washed in the blood of the Lamb? This is the message. This is the message that he has given me. And that's why we sing these songs. We write these songs and we feel what we sing. Show me the way. We're living in a dark, mean world when many believe. And that's why many of us are failing. Because we want to live this life. I read your book. I see
right.
What you went through. And you know that you can make it. It was only the grace of God that brought you thus far. Only the grace of God that kept you. I was in accident. Mashed up. I came out alive. I had an incident in the airplane. I fly all over. Airplane. On the sea. On the land. I could have been dead, gone, and forgotten of. But oh, but for the grace of God, his grace is infinite mercy. He extended to us. He extended his love towards us even when we were sinners. He was willing to suffer and die for us. Too many of us trying to live this life on our own. I don't knock education. I don't knock education. Get all that you can get. Get all that you can get. I'm one of those that weren't fortunate to go to college. I went as far as high school. You know, I get to get out and work to help my brothers. 11 siblings, and I being the older one, I got to get out and work to help to educate my brothers and sisters today that are making great contribution in our country. I was one of the less fortunate ones, but I went on and did evening classes to help myself. Qualify myself and everything of the sort. But I'm saying all of this without the help of God. And that is the problem that our nations, are faced with. Too many people, too many, even leaders, church leaders, even politicians, they're trying to live this life all by themselves without Christ. We can't do nothing. Each day.
That is absolutely right, Mr. Zeke. You know, those of you that just joined in, I am talking to Minister Zeke Adley. He has a new CD out called Jesus is Coming, and you can pick up his CD by going online to CD Baby. It is there on CD Baby if you want to get that, and also calling his assistant, Marie. I will give you her phone number later on in the show. After we finish talking with Minister Zeke, we'll give you Marie's phone number if you want to order that CD. It's very inspirational. You know, if you're driving in your car and, you know, with so much chaos going on in the world and you want to just kind of get a little peace going on, you can pop in Jesus Is Coming Soon, and he has other titles on there called My Testimony, The Conviction, The Lord Will Take Care of You, Somebody Show Me the Way, Wounded for Our Transgressions. He's the light and so much more. And then, you know, every gospel CD has to have a praise song on it. So he has one that says, Just Want to Praise You. So I thank you so much for answering the call and releasing that CD. I can definitely identify with you when it comes to, you said you had that CD in you for 40 years and people kind of asking you, what about the CD? When are you going to release the CD? And you told them that hopefully before you left the earth. Well, I'm so glad you did that. It took me 7 years to release my first book, From the Soul of a Woman. And then after that, I began to release one every 2 years. So I can definitely agree to understand that. Because sometimes, you know, it's the timing. It's the timing of all things. Sometimes you have to be go through some fires and be a little refined so that you'll be able to deal with the, with what God is getting ready to offer you, which takes me into the money aspect, the finances, as it relates to the family. We already talked about the man who you are, and we talked about your mind, what's on your mind, what were you thinking of when you wrote the CD. So now what about the financial? Because, you know, the word of God said, you know, money is the root of all evil. But then again, it says money answers all things.
And this is a topic that everybody tried to avoid when we talk, we talk about money. But
we
can't do much without money. And I invested a lot of money in my CD, and I'm still investing money, and I'm still expect to invest the money, because the important thing, what is important to me now, is I want to get out and whatever cost. If it takes my last, if it takes my last, when I said my last, I mean my last. I'm ready. I wish the bank would give me a mortgage on my house right now, give me $200,000, $300,000. And then I'll just put it on my CD and just let it go.
Invest it in
one
your dream, right?
That's right. The thing, one thing that, that can linger with me is the Lord can take little. Little is much. But we want to be sure that the Lord is in it. And there are times when He would test us. He would trust us with little, little. And you know, and I read your book, and I see how God worked in your life. It wasn't easy. And it's not easy for none of us. Now, if we were out there in the world, we would be doing the things that the people doing on TV. Yeah? And they're making the millions and millions of dollars. I've been giving away more of my CDs. I've been giving them to people more than I was selling. The one reason, for each person I give a CD to, that's a message. That's a message going, man. I may not be able to sell that CD, but if I give you a CD, I know that's a soul just received the message. And like you said, it's in doing anything when it comes to the work of the Lord. Is always a challenge. But through it all, I say, but through it all, the Lord is able. He is exceeding abundant above all that we can ask or think. And if He sent you, I'm on a mission, and if He sent you, He'll always provide a way for you. I remember Abraham and Isaac. Isaac said, God, we got everything here, but we don't have the lamb. He said, but the Lord will provide. Did Abraham knew that a ram was in the ticket? I don't think he knew. But his faith, his trust was in God. When we're talking about faith, our faith is bigger than our circumstance. All around us is circumstances. But greater is He that is in you than he that is in the world. And I know that if the Lord sent me, he will make the provision. He will make it possible for me. And he's working it out right now. Though in the midst, you see, the world talk about recession. See, we can't join the world talking about recession. You see, the media talking about recession. All over the world, nations have been hit hard. And everybody talking about, even church folks talk about recession. I don't talk about recession. Recession is not for us. Recession is not for us. The world talk about recession. Sometimes I take my laugh and I tell my wife, I said, honey, I'm going. She said, you sure you get enough? I say, I've got faith.
Mm-hmm.
See, I've got faith. My faith in God is bigger than my circumstance. And there are times when I leave and I don't even have sufficient funds. I put my passport in my bag and I kissed my wife and said, honey, I'm going. She said, you sure you get? She said, you sure you get? I said, hey, I am moving. I am moving by faith because the just shall live by faith, not the things that we see with natural eyes. And you can identify with this. The struggle when it comes to doing anything, when it comes to God's divine program, it ain't going to be easy for us. But through it all, we must know that we are winners. We are winners. We don't lose. With God, we don't lose. And if God is for us, demons out of hell all can rise against us, and no weapon formed against us will fall. And God will see us through. In the midst of all that are happening around us, we must stay focused, and we must know that God is able.
Oh, well, thank you so much, Minister Zeke Adley. He is my special guest for this half hour, and he has his CD out called Jesus Is Coming Soon, and you can find that on CD Baby. .com, cdbaby.com, and get that CD. Just download it and look for Zeke Adley, Zeke Adderley. And also, if you want to reach out to find out about booking him for an event that you may have coming up, or you're attending a church and you know a musical is coming up, please reach out to Marie, Lady Marie, 954-865-2175. That's 954-865-2175, and ask for Marie, and she'll be happy to help you get that CD or book Minister Zeke for your upcoming event. Minister Adley, you have any closing remarks for us before you go on this holiday season week we have coming up here?
Yeah, I should have said to you, happy holiday. I'm praying that all go well for you. And I want to let you know that I am blessed, privileged. I'll never forget this. I will never forget this. Go down in history. I want to let you know, you don't know. You don't know what you just did for me. I want to let you know that from the bottom of my heart, God have put you in my life. Put you, Sister Marie and others, in my life, and you, the people, are going to help me.
Well, I thank you so much for the opportunity for allowing
me. Many years ago, He took me high and showed me. He took me way up and he showed me the world. And I looked down on the world. And I know that he's preparing me for these times. And,
amen.
He's going to spare my life.
Amen.
He's
so you can go have that global ministry going. Absolutely.
Yes,
thank you so much for joining us, and we look forward to connecting with you. And, again, they can reach out to Marie to get your CD or book you for engagements at 954-865-2175. Have a pleasant week. And now we're getting ready to transition on to our next topic. You know, health is a crucial issue going on here in our society. So much is going on. So many malpractices are going on with hospitals and doctors prescribing the wrong medications for individuals and just making guinea pigs out of us. And I tell you, I've gotten tired of it. I lost a very dear friend of mine last week, and I went to his homegoing services this weekend, and I said, you know, not enough is being done. They assign all these medications to you for one ailment, and then on the second hand, it destroys your organs. Shirley, have you been on watched television and seen how when they're talking about a drug and saying try this and this, and the side effects is this, 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 and this, and it could be fatal? Well, it amazes me that if it's fatal, they put that fatal at the end. It amazes me that people will allow the doctors to give them those prescriptions with all those side effects to it. I have not been able to understand that, because, you know, one of the things I do is when I go to the doctor and they say this and this is going on with me, and I say, then our alternative way, is there anything else I can do? What can I do? And, you know, 99% of the time, it's a matter of changing our diet. We have to change what we're doing. We have to exercise, and we have to take the proper nutrients in our bodies in order, because we can go to the grocery store and buy certain foods, but the chemicals that are in the food, it doesn't give us the proper nutrients that we need in order to progress to the next level. So, you know, I just got tired of being tired, and I found this wonderful, magnificent product. I also had the opportunity to go to a conference last week with Dr. Joel Wallach, and I tell you, he just blew my mind. And I have some of the individuals that were that are part of Dr. Wallach's program. Caller 6253, are you there?
I'm here, Dr. Parker. Can you hear me?
Yes, I am here.
This is Eugene Madison calling in from Bowie, Maryland.
Oh, Eugene, how are you? Thank you. I saw your hand went up, but I wasn't sure who it was. I was looking for my dear friend Eloise Frazier, but I'm so glad you had the opportunity to join me. And, you know, you heard me when I said I had the opportunity to go to Dr. Wallach's presentation, and I tell you, it came in right on time, because I am so tired of people leaving here prematurely, and basically it's because of the wrong prescriptions they're taking and the diet that they're consuming.
Absolutely, and I tell you what, you know, one of the things you got to understand is, you know, the doctors are looking for you guys, and they're waiting for you to come into that operating room, you know, and that room where they're going to come in and give you a diagnosis based on a medical dictionary or, you know, some type of, something that they put in a computer, and they say they really don't know. They misdiagnose you. That's why they call them practitioners, doc. And I tell you what, you know, my cousin left me too early a couple weeks ago. It was too late for him, only 46 years old, but, you know, I know we got the golden ticket right now when we, because of longevity and what Dr. Wallach is out there preaching. And I tell you what, these doctors are looking for folks to come in and be a walking ATM machine. And if you're tired of being tired, guys, you have to do something about it. So I'm glad you went to that seminar and you joined this crusade, because we can help a lot of people with this powerful message.
Now, I've come across so many individuals that have problems with high blood pressure and diabetes. They're assigning, as you know, it's like they tell us that high blood pressure is inherited, that you get it because of the fact that a family member has it, so it's genetic. Can you talk about that?
Absolutely. That is the biggest myth. The biggest lie that a doctor has ever told you. The one thing that you got to understand is it's not, you know, that it runs in the family. I don't care what the doctors tell you. You got to understand, listeners, that it's the eating habits that are genetic. So if your grandmama fried chicken, if your mama fried chicken, 9 times out of 10, you're going to fry the chicken the same exact way. If, you eat a whole bunch of pork and you eat a whole bunch of, drink a whole bunch of sodas and eat bad, your children are going to do the exact same thing. And nowadays you got to understand that we're a microwave generation. We want stuff right now, so we eat a lot of fried food, fast food, eat on the go, and we don't take the time out to really put the nutrients back in our body that are not in the soils anymore. So with not only the soil is depleted, so what do you think our body is going to be? It's going to be depleted as well. So I tell you what, don't believe the hype. Don't believe that, just because your mama had sugar that you're going to have sugar, or, your dad's side of the family, high blood pressure runs on that side of the family, oh, I'm definitely going to get it. That, once again, is the biggest myth, the biggest lie that doctors have ever come up with, Doc.
And I can definitely agree with that, too, because I remember when my grandmother got ill, that the first thing they did was put her on that machine for dialysis. Yes, dialysis machine. Then after that, everybody in our family, when they went to the doctor, that's the first thing they did. Oh, you need dialysis. So what they had was, they had so many people in our hometown on dialysis machines that they had a bus that came through a scheduled bus. And what was it? An ATM machine. We had more of our relatives going down there, and their health was being depleted because they were on machines when all they needed was proper nutrients in their bodies.
And I tell you another thing that you got to understand about, the dialysis and, a lot of people are scheduled for these hip replacements. And, a lot of people also are on, these insulin pills or taking insulin shots or taking chemotherapy. I mean, all that stuff, guys, is what they're using to really take you out of this world. Because you got to look at the alternative. You're doing all these different things. I mean, it's not natural for you to take blood out of your body and treat it in a certain way and then cleanse it and then put it back in. That's not natural, the body is a self-cleaning organ. So you got to understand, if you put what you're supposed to put inside of your body, it's going to cleanse and purify itself. You drink the proper amount of water, you eat the proper food that has the right nutrients in it, it's going to cleanse itself. You don't have to use these different things and these different techniques. Why do you think the people in third world countries are not overweight and live the longest? Because they don't eat bad foods and they don't, eat junk. So I tell people all the time, the body will let you know when there's something wrong. And if you keep getting these signs, you're fatigued, you're out of breath, you're overweight, you're unhealthy, when it's time. And, I think now more than ever, especially with the United States spending so much money on health care, and you got this Obamacare and all this different stuff that's going on, you gotta take care of your body right now, because kids are dying. I mean, kids are getting diseases that adults had back in the past. They're getting them at a young age. I mean, all kind of stuff is happening. So you got to make sure that you take care of your body at a young age. And we got to start preaching this and spreading this word and letting folks know that supplementation is the way to go. I don't care if you're an athlete, if you think you're the healthiest person in the world, you have to supplement on a daily basis in order to have optimal, health. So you got to make sure that you do that.
What products, those of you that want more information regarding healthy products that you can take, alternative medicines as opposed to the prescribed medicines from the doctors that have all these side effects, and then at the end of the label it says could be fatal to your health, which means it could kill you if you keep consuming it. Why? Because although it attacks one portion of your body, it destroys another. You can go to my website, Val4Life.com, valforlife.com, and you can find look at the video presentations on there and also go to the products. So, Eugene, what products would you recommend that they get for just natural nutrition and also for the blood pressure and diabetes? Which ones would you recommend that they order?
Well, that's a great question, and I tell you what, you know, the one thing, you know, following Dr. Wallach's recommendations, everybody needs the 90 essential nutrients. I mean, we have a product called the 90 for Life, and, you know, that's the whole crusade that we're behind, and it's going to give you the 90 essential nutrients that the body needs every single day. And, you know, that's comprised of the EFA pills. These are the, you know, omega 3, 6, and 9, the fatty acids that you need and the body needs every single day. And that's going to be called also the Healthy Start Kit. So you're going to get three things in that. First, like I said, you're going to get the EFA pills, okay? The next thing you're going to get is you're going to get the Tangy Tangerine. And I love this because it's a powder form, but it's a multivitamin. I mean, it's going to give you all the vitamins and nutrients that the body needs. And it's a great tasting product. So you just add it in some water, you know, or you can, you know, put it in a blender and put some fruit in it. You know, you can make it to your liking. But I tell you what, it's going to give you everything that you need. You don't have to take a whole bunch of this vitamin, that vitamin. Always know, guys, that minerals are always more important than vitamins anyway. So this is going to give you all the vitamins and minerals that you need and the body needs on a daily basis. And then we also have the OsteoFX, and that's a liquid. I tell you what, that is also another great product because we call it the joint juice. And that's going to give you, the great support that you need for all your bones and your joints. A lot of folks have these cracking joints and bones and stuff like that. It's because, you need some calcium. So I love that product. And then, guys, what we do is we always say, of course, you always want to add to the basic Healthy Start package. So if you have blood sugar problems or diabetes, you would add the Sweeties product, okay? And that's going to make sure that it takes your blood sugar down to where it needs to be. And then also, if you have high blood pressure problems, Dr. Wallach recommends the Ultimate Daily Tab. And, of course, that's a big issue in this country. So I tell you what, between those two, high blood pressure and diabetes, those are some big issues. And I've seen people, especially in the last couple of months, who have gotten rid of their medication altogether, Doc, by just putting the nutrients, the proper nutrients in their body on a daily basis.
And that's what excited me about it. Because like I said, I've lost too many people because of prescription drugs and not getting the wrong advice. You know, they tell you one thing is wrong with you and then they forget to leave out the other things that are wrong with you, which causes a domino effect. And then it leaves so many people broken, families broken because of misdiagnosis and people not paying attention, hustling you in and out of the doctor's office like cattle. You know, I had to go to the doctor last month, Eugene, and I sat up there for almost 4 hours. 4 hours for them to say, oh, you're okay, everything came back fine, everything looks clear. And I was so angry, so upset. I said, there's nothing wrong with me? And they were like, no, everything came back clear. I said, so what took you so long? Why did it take so long for you to come back after you took the test to say nothing's wrong? I didn't understand it. But the thing is, they're paid based on their time, based on the influx, how many people they see.
Yeah.
It's like a machinery going on. They have to see a certain amount of people, and it has to be logged in their book. And those people, now this is one thing that I realized and found that the more I started digging and pulling back and investigating is doctors are paid based on the percentage of people that they see. They're paid commissions on the drugs that they give people. And guess what? The reason why they have you come back in a couple of days or 3 days or a week or 2 weeks is because those medications that they're sampling on you, what they do is they note it down and you become part of that statistic that says may have hair loss, may have weight loss, your teeth may fall out, and may be fatal. So those that don't show up in 2 weeks or a month is because it was fatal. So you are part of
wow.
that statistic. Frightening.
Wow. And you know, one of the things, you said something real key, Doc, and that was that they give you a follow-up visit. Every doctor, if you really think about this, they always want you to follow back up because they want you to fill a bank account back up. And imagine if you got 100 or 200 people all sitting there for 4 hours and then everybody gets a follow-up visit, you and doubled your money in one day. So I tell you what, the doctors, you got to understand that I'm not saying don't go to doctors. I'm not saying that at all. But the one thing that you got to understand is you got to understand the game. You know, all these doctors, you know, they have it down to a science, and they've been doing it for years. They even, one of the things that I saw out there is that they came up with what do you call an acronym for African Americans? And, you know, they call us Hondas. A lot of times, you know, when you go in there, you know, they look and they're waiting for these Hondas to come in there because the Hondas bring them in big money. And I'm trying to remember what it was. Honda was hypertensive, overweight, non-compliant, diabetic, African-American. That's what it
wow.
means. And if you look it up online, if you look it up, I Googled it, and I looked it up, and I said, man, it's true. And that's what they call us, and they're waiting for you to come in. And I said, my body is a temple. I tell you what, you know, I'm going to take care of my body. Even though I'm only 36 years old, I'm going to put the proper nutrients in my body on a daily basis, and I'm not going to be a Honda. I'm going to at least be a Cadillac or a Jaguar, Lexus, something. But they ain't going to call me no Honda and see me coming in there. So I thought that was pretty funny.
Yeah. Well, you know, unfortunately, not too many people are laughing because of the fact that it has been become fatal and also devastating to them because of some of the medication destroys so many cells in their bodies too. They can't reproduce what they need in order to survive. So it is indeed a tragedy. And those of you that want further information about Longevity 90 for Life, you can go to valforlife.com. That's www.valforlife.com, and you will find the information there. And if you wish to talk to me further, you can also look up that information. My phone number is also on there if you wish to speak with me. And I can also connect you to Eugene, who is going to be helping me to wage war.
Absolutely. I mean, and I tell you what, Val, you know, one of the things that, you know, that excites me a whole lot is, you know, the movement. I mean, when you look at somebody like Dr. Wallach, over 40 years of research, and also just out there, you know, really out there in the streets. I mean, this guy is, I know you saw his passion down when you were in Florida, but I mean, this guy does lectures like he did that you saw over 300 days a year. And, you
wow.
know, when you think a 74-year-old guy can do that, hasn't been to the doctor in over 65 years, been doing on the products, you know, on the products and, you know, taking them for over 60 years, and, you know, hasn't had a cold in I don't know how many years. I mean, you just got to understand that you got to do something different. You can't. I don't care how good the food tastes. I don't care how good it smells. I don't care what you were brought up on. You have to change if you want change. And some people, you know, just don't understand that. They're so skeptical. I had a person say, well, I don't know. It's internal. I don't know about taking pills. And I said, well, you know, so is drinking Hennessy, but you didn't know how that tastes before you went and drank that. And you've been drinking it for 20 years. You know, so you got to, you know, I don't want people to think, you know, about, you know, nutrition and be ignorant to the fact that it's something good. It is not, number one, it's not medication. That's another big a big thing that, you know, a lot of times I get a lot of folks because it's in a pill form or it's in a liquid form or something like that, they think it's medication. You can take it right with your medication. Of course, you want to consult your physician or your doctor, you know, before you start taking the supplements. And what a supplement is, Doc, is it's the nutrients that you're not getting in the soil and the food that you're already eating. It's in a pill form, powder form, liquid form. So it's food, and you can't overdose on it. You know, I always tell people to make sure that you eat and read the directions first, but, you know, it's nothing more than what you're not getting in your normal diet on a, you know, a daily basis.
Exactly, and, you know, when you said consult your physician, a lot of physicians, you know, they frown on natural herbs and stuff because, number one, it will take the money out of their pockets because you got to remember that it's a machine. But, you know, with the prescriptions that you are taking and that you're consuming on a daily basis, especially when it comes to high blood pressure medicine and diabetes and stuff, if you're taking the supplements on 90 for life, lung longevity, if you're taking them, of course, if you're diabetic, if you know that your blood sugar is stable, then you don't need to be taking the medication because it's stable. If you're testing yourself, you know, getting that shot, testing your blood or whatever it is that you do for that blood sugar level and it's normal, then you know that it's working and you no longer need to come or take the blood pressure medicine so you wean yourself off it. For the diabetes, if the blood pressure, if your blood pressure isn't peaking when you're taking the product, then you know you don't have to take the medications that the doctor's giving you. It's, you know, natural common sense and things that we do on a daily basis anyway. They tell us to take pills three times a day. We'll take it too because, you know, because we don't like taking pills. It's the same concept. So it's nothing hard. It's just that we want people to live longer but not destroy yourselves internally, your organs internally before time, prematurely. That's all we're saying is, you know, go and find a holistic way of making life work for you so that you can be able to be there with your family and your friends a lot longer. Too many people have been robbed. Their lives have been cut short. And they said, well, you know, it was their time, and that's why the Lord allowed them to go, because it was their time. But, you know, a lot of times we leave prematurely because of the fact that we don't do what we're supposed to do, and we need to take ownership of our part in making our body shut down so that we can't go on and do the work of the Lord and the will of the Lord for our lives. And that is the bottom line. As we celebrate this 4th of July holidays, I pray that those of you that are going out, that you be safe and drive, looking out for that other individuals, just like insurance. We have insurance is not for ourselves. Insurance is for the other person that may hit us. Same thing with our health. We want to make sure that we drive this vehicle that God has given us, this temple, and make it drive and last a long time. Putting gas and the right nutrients in it makes it run longer. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
So, Eugene, I thank you so much for joining. You have any closing remarks as we wind up another Hot Topics from the Soul?
No, I just want people, like you said, to go out there and you know, celebrate tomorrow. Be have fun, but be safe most importantly. And let folks know about what you heard today. The one thing that, you know, especially our community and our generation, we don't want to work together a whole lot on different things. It's always a me type of thing. I say share the information, you know, learn, you know, life is about knowledge and duplication. Go out there and share this information with everybody that you know so we can get the world disease-free one person at a time. And I just want to say thank you so much for inviting me on. I look forward to doing some big things with you and helping people live younger, longer.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much. Shirley, you have any closing remarks before we end this show on tonight, this July 3rd, 2012?
I just want to wish everyone a safe holiday. It's in the middle of the week, so I know some people got to go back to work, and thank Minister Zeke for his inspiration about his CD, 40 Years in the Making, and that is a testimony within itself. And thank you and this new product, you know, because I wish I knew about the product years ago when I went through chemo and ended up having to have heart problems and heavily, you know, the stuff that happened to me for taking the medication. I just think everyone that's listening really need to take this seriously because we only have one life. And that life was given to us by God. And if we don't take care of our bodies, that, you know, we could end up being another statistic. Thank you for bringing that to us tonight.
Thank you so much. As I said, I'm here because you're here. And I appreciate all of you for joining in and tuning in. Download and email the show to someone that it may help. And I thank Mr. Z. Adley for coming on and being a blessing to us. And as I said, go to cdbaby.com and order that CD. Jesus is Coming Soon. It will bless your soul. And also reach out to Marie so that she will be able to connect you and also get that CD tape to you if you should need so. And remember that love affects our past, our present, and our future. It is an emotion, a gift given to us from God, and it should never hurt. Our health is our wealth. Be blessed, be safe, and I'll see you next Tuesday on Hot Topics from the Soul. Good night.
Good night.
Good night, guys.